Welcome to Near Death Experience Podcast, the official source of audio accounts for the Near Death Experience Research Foundation. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Life in the Spirit World, What Near-Death Experiences May Teach About Life on the Other Side, and links to NDERF.org as well as to the book Life in the Spirit World can be found on our website, neardeathexperiencepodcast.org. Today we're going to share the experience of Jocelyn from NDERF.org. And Jocelyn says, I lay down in my bed. I was very sad. I ate little and slept little. Several months earlier, my husband had left the house, and I thought that I didn't have anything to live for on earth. My children could live with their father and his new spouse. There was nothing to keep me here. I had decided to leave this earth without remorse, without looking back. I didn't ingest, drink, or take any medicine. Only the will to leave guided me. I closed my eyes. I was in the blackness, as in a train. Then suddenly, as if the train had gotten in movement, I crossed rays of light, more and more accelerated. Then I am myself. I tried to raise my small finger. Nothing happened. It was a stage of consciousness. I chose to continue. The train vanished. In the decor, there was a soft light. I floated like an immense sea. I felt water, the sand, the sun, as if I was on the side of a beach. Just the sensations, heat, humidity, light, very pleasant. There was my cousin, my relatives, and full of other deceased people. They told me, you are where you wished. We waited for you. It was gorgeously good. Then far away, I heard a voice very, very far away. I didn't want to hear it. I wanted to ignore it, but it persisted. I recognized my son's face. First, like a buzz, then it got clearer. And then finally he repeated, Mom, don't die. You know you want to live. You know you like life. He said repeatedly to me. I thought, no, in my head. Let me be where I am. Then, as if I had not accomplished everything before leaving, as if I had forgotten a precious baggage before taking the plane, I made the decision to come back. My son had wakened up in the middle of the night. He entered into my room. He thought that I slept, and he told me these words. After being back in my body, I heard what people thought, and I felt their suffering that hurt me everywhere. I was not afraid of anything, nor of anyone. There was not any more limit to anything, to what I could accomplish. My son began to drag me to come back in my body little by little. I worked out of the home, and my son watched over me. He had saved my life. Then a friend entered my life that gave me back a taste for life, my taste for life, a soul sister. Since then, I have developed quite a lot of intuition. I live life, and I pay attention to my body as if I was going to live to be very old. Several people told me that I changed a lot for the better. That is my history. That is the end of the experience. And I don't know if it's clear from the reading, but it appears very strongly that this was not a native English-speaking person. But looking at some of the language stuff later, it looks like maybe French or something like that. But very interesting experience. She was, you might say that she was suicidal and attempted suicide by just sheer will. Now, please do not do this, okay? Please do not do it, because it could be successful sometimes. And if you commit suicide by willing it, and it comes to pass, it's still suicide, because you willed it to be. Now, We all have times of being depressed, sometimes even suicidal thoughts. Don't do this. But it's an interesting experience because, you know, and part of me is tempted to think, well, maybe she didn't really die, and maybe this was kind of a dream out-of-body experience or something. But I don't think so. I think she did have a near-death experience, and I think that it got her to a point where she realized, maybe I should continue living. And it took getting that far into it. She says that for her, it was like suddenly remembering a baggage that she'd forgotten. I'm guessing this was a realization that she hadn't yet completed her purpose on the earth. She realized, oh, I got to go back. And then she comes back and she continues her life. Very interesting. So if you would like to support the podcast, you can do so by either emailing neardeathexperiencepodcast@gmail.com or by calling 970-NDE-CAST. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by either purchasing the book Life in the Spirit World or by going to patreon.com/NDEcast and becoming an ongoing monthly contributor. And now I've toyed with the idea of doing some kind of sponsorship for the show, you know, the idea of finding sponsors that would be willing to donate toward the show in, you know, and I would advertise their stuff. Now, I would be very, very particular about the kind of sponsors I would take on, because I'm not going to advertise something I don't believe in or I'm not willing to stand by. But if you know of anyone or anything or organization or whatever that may be interested in having being a sponsor for the show, just to have them contact me. So, anyway, thank you all of you once again for listening.